Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. General Salente is here, folks. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts. Founder of the Trends Research Institute, publisher of the outstanding publication Trends Journal, author of Trends 2000. Trendsresearch.com, is that right, Gerald?
That's right.
Trendsresearch.com. What? Folks, check it out. You'll be smarter when you do. You'll thank me later. Hey, Gerald, talk to us. One of the things that I've been, that I'm really getting excited about, I have been now for a while, and I don't think I'm being naive about this. I believe that we have the potential in America to reset trade relations with Europe, with Canada and Mexico, and especially China right now in the next year. As even as we speak, and for the next year or two, in a way that's never been done before, and if that can happen, especially the China deal, if that can be put together in a way that's defendable and enforceable, that's fair for all of us, I believe that the economy has never seen growth like it could experience when that happens. What do you think?
Well, I would say that there's no question about it that these trade deals have to be renegotiated. And, you know, that you think about the Vietnam War. Think about the Cold War, how we were taught to hate those commies. Mm-hmm. You can't trust those commies. And then Bill Clinton puts us into business with the biggest communist country the world has ever known, China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, the hypocrisy of these political psychopaths and sociopaths, that they destroy entire nations on wars based on lies and because they're commies, but yet we could do business with them. And Trump is 100% wrong when he said that they stole our technology.
We gave it to
them. They stole it to them.
They stole some stuff. They have stolen stuff.
They stole some stuff.
But it's not accurate.
They gave it away.
You're right. It's not completely accurate because a whole lot of the stuff that they have now of ours, we gave it to them.
We gave it to them because the corporations went overseas to get their stuff made by slave labor. They didn't have the technology. They brought it over there, and now they're taking advantage of it.
Yep, yep.
So to not have a trade deal with the kind of deficits that we have is totally moronic. And how could
let's deal with the reality of where we are right now. Don't you agree that we're closer to – would you – or do you think we're closer to some kind of a meaningful trade relationship with China that's beneficial
absolutely
to us than ever before? And don't you agree that a pure politician could never have negotiated a deal like this?
You mean someone that's manipulative and devious typically
yeah,
to
exactly.
gain
like
advantage of an
yeah,
organization?
Like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, for all of his faults,
no,
for all of his faults,
I agree with you.
Trump is a world class negotiator, and they know
it. These have to be renegotiated.
Yep.
And yes, that's the only thing that's going to bring about job creation in this country. And people forget, you know, with Perot and Al Gore debate going back in 94, I believe, or 92, was it?
Uh-huh.
And Perot warned about this great sucking sound that our jobs would leave. And we lost over 3.5 million jobs to China, nearly a million to Mexico. So the numbers are true.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we have to renegotiate these, and that's the only way we're going to create jobs that pay middle-income wages.
Right. I want to shift over to gold for a minute because I want to save real estate to the next segment. What do you think gold is going to be right now? What do you think is going to happen with it?
I've been saying this for 6 years. Gold has to go over $1,385 an ounce to hit the 1,450 mark. That's our breakout point. I've been saying this for 6 years.
1385.
It hasn't been able to do that. 1,000, first has to hit 1385.
What is
that'll
it now?
Bring it, then it has a chance to hit 1450.
Where is it now?
When it hits 1450, then we believe it could spike to 2,000.
Wow. So you think if it ever gets over 1450, it's on the way up?
It's on the way up. That's
and what would cause that? Would it be some kind of? It'd be some kind some kind of a VIX issue, right? Some kind of a volatility that would create that scenario, wouldn't it?
Yes, either, and it has to be economic more than geopolitical. And we're forecasting, by the way, the greatest depression. It's going to happen, we believe, after 2020.
Really?
What's
going to cause that, Gerald? I'm pushing back on you a little
bit.
Well,
the debt bubble of $250 trillion that was built, the phony debt bubble following the panic of 08.
Well, I'll tell you, I am concerned about the debt thing. I mean, at some point in time, the national debt and our personal debt could turn into something similar to the domino effect that happened in September 2008.
You got it. And so that's what we're concerned.
That's what it would look like, folks.
Like this before.
There is that out there. I mean, the contingent liability of the United States, what we owe, is now beyond blink level. He's right about that part. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to ask Gerald to talk to us about real estate. This is a very important topic right now in our economy. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. TrendsResearch.com, that's Gerald's website. Go there and you'll be glad you did.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.